And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Now, this year's National Defense Authorization Act is making waves, and not just for its typical budget allocations. Congress has decided to ban taxpayer funding for gender transition surgeries for children under the military's TRICARE program. That means no more sterilizing minors under the guise of gender-affirming care. Add to that the Supreme Court case over Tennessee's ban on these procedures, and you can see the tide turning. Radical ideology has no place in public policy, especially when it harms children. Well, here's one for those who think daytime TV is unbearable. Comedian Rob Schneider is developing a talk show to compete directly with The View. Schneider's version, an all-women panel that's funny, entertaining, and non-woke. He promises a show that won't be drowning in politics or shaming the audience. Imagine that, humor and common sense on the TV. Almost revolutionary, and considering the declining ratings of legacy media, a fresh alternative probably couldn't come at a better time. Meanwhile, as Americans continue to reel from Hurricane Helene's devastation, FEMA officials were halfway across the globe at a ritzy climate conference. The agency's top brass spent their time pushing climate activism, praising Biden's infrastructure policies, and complaining there were too many white women in leadership. Instead of addressing pressing domestic issues, FEMA was busy promoting gender-responsive climate action and lecturing about net zero policy. It's a perfect illustration for a government more concerned with global virtue signaling than the people it's supposed to serve. And the abortion industry seems to be facing a crisis of its own. According to a new report, abortion clinics are struggling to find abortionists, so much so that many are ditching in-person care altogether for the convenience of mail-order murder pills. This year alone, 29 clinics shut down or paused operations while 46 opened, but the trend is clear. Chemical abortions are now their bread and butter, all at the expense of women's health. Now, it's official, CNN's ratings are tanking so badly that they've fallen behind the Food Network and Hallmark channels. Despite major news stories from Trump's cabinet announcements to the chaos in Syria, viewers just aren't tuning in. They ranked 17th in primetime last week, drawing fewer viewers than MTV and Nick at Night. Ohio lawmakers have decided that planting an opponent's flag at midfield after a football game should be a felony. Yes, a felony, punishable by up to 1 year in prison and a $2,500 fine. It's the Ohio Sportsmanship Act, and it would apply only to Ohio Stadium because apparently bruised egos now warrant jail time. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.